unloading, that's intimidating to me. It's like, ooh, I'm all happy when it's loaded, and I'm like, okay, I don't have to touch it forever now until it's empty.
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah. No, because I have the A1 Mini, right, for a printer, and I have the AMS Lite. But with the new firmware, you can actually run an AMS 1 or an AMS 2 on there, one of the full-size ones. So I bought myself an AMS 2, and part of that is also in the big picture, I will be upgrading. So at that point, I should be good and already have the AMS, so I'll be partway there. So that's why I thought, I'll just buy one of those and we'll deal with it from there. So I have an AMS 2 on my A1 Mini.
Yeah, that's smart. So you're good to go when you get when you upgrade.
That was the idea. So, and it's like, yeah, I had a couple, you know, I had a little bit of extra cash, and it's like, good, that takes care of that, takes care of the extra cash. It's all under control. Now its next step is upgrade the printer. But we'll see where that goes, see how long that takes. In the meantime, you know, little piece here, little piece there.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I'm still learning. I'm in the learning curves here, so yeah, I hope I don't have to upgrade. I don't think I would. I'm also having a lot of fun with the coin maker, the laser, fiber laser. Like, my neighbor came over and gave me a gift. I'm like, oh, why'd you do that? So I'm like, ran upstairs and grabbed the computer and took her company logo and her QR code and burned it on a brass coin and gave it to her, like, you know, 3 hours later. It's like, here you go. And it's, what? So it's a pretty cool toy, that one.
Yeah, it's kind of nice, something quick and personalized that way. So, yeah, for because of the business I'm in, we have a lot of Christmas tips and things. And so I was sitting down today and putting together all of my thank you cards for Christmas. Well, I was sitting at the desk at work. So as I was giving those out, I had also printed about 2-inch tall little Christmas elves, which I was sticking on each letter. So it's a, you know, it's a quick typed up letter, a little quick handwritten note at the bottom with a stuck on 3D, you know, a flat Christmas ornament, really. Yeah, a little elf. So it's like, there you go, something a little personal and something a little fun.
Absolutely, that's what makes it so cool, because it's like, these are personal gifts that you made. Like, you did whatever you did, and you came up and you made it, and it's cool. So that's very awesome. If you think of a coin that you want to design for yourself, man, I'd be happy to make you a brass coin.
I will keep that in mind. We'll come up with something at some point, but in the meantime, save all that brass. It's worth something these days.
Now, working with Quebec Mike Charlie on a RPT coin. So that'll be the next coin that comes out. I'm really enjoying it. I don't mind spinning them off. I mean, it's like $5 of brass coin. I mean, it's not a big deal. But it's more fun making it. Like, and then it's a decent gift. It's a solid chunk of, like, hey, this is mine, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, just like at the last swap meet there, you know, I had the little key tags for rack, and it was like, pretty plain and simple to print those. I just got the QR code right, and boom, boom, done, and then put a key ring on it. So I think the total cost for all of those key tags, 100 or so of them, I think cost me around $20 or something. It's like, great, that's fine. You know, it's not a cost thing. It was just like, hey, here's a little something you can put in your pocket and just remind you about rack.
Still have mine.
I have one actually on my key tag here that actually is my email address. So if you scan it, it should open up your mail app and start an email to me.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing I'm talking about for that little coin thing, right? It's just like, here you go. Just finding neat little things that you can put on it and link it to, and then design a coin around it or vice versa. Yeah, it's fun. Fun arts and crafts stuff when you're a retired crazy guy like myself.
You got a few more years until you got to retire, so you're fine. Well, that's not bad for traffic. I'm almost at the big bridge over the river.
Oh, wow, you're making good progress. Nice smooth sailing.
Yeah, just past IKEA.
Anybody else like to check in on the traffic home drive?
What do we say? 694, your traffic station live.
Yeah, and we're going to return to our on-street reporter, Hiroshi, who's battling the traffic. Hiroshi, what is it like down there? This is Victor Echo 7, Uniform Julia Mike. Please tell us live from the scene.
It's crazy out here. There's all these things with four wheels on them. They're all rolling around me. We're all heading in the same direction, so that makes it a little easier. But then again, you're looking the other way. Oh, my God, they're coming the other way, too. But, yeah, no, it's traffic actually is rolling along quite nicely today. Coming in this morning was a breeze.
Just like to advise, exactly 1 hour till sunset. Have you been across the Stalowassum Bridge yet?
No, not yet. If I can learn to spell it, then that's another story. But, no, I haven't been out that side yet.
They had to learn how to spell our language. Ouch. Yeah, no, I haven't been across it either. Looking forward to it because the old one was just a death trap.
Yeah, looking forward to getting across there. And, you know, hopefully they will at least write it phonetically for the rest of us to at least be able to pronounce it in some way, shape, or form, similar to how it should be pronounced. Because, yeah, it's the view of the river, I think, is what it stands for. But, you know, it's nice that we can at least look at it and phonetically figure it out.
Yeah. Well, it's an easy Google search. Stalowassum.
I'll have to look it up. Or the new patella, as everybody else is calling it. But it's beautiful this morning and yesterday as well, actually driving, because the North Shore, the mountains, just that fresh covering of snow, Baker, all the way around that way. You can see the whole series, panorama of mountains. It was beautiful.
Yeah, I noticed that the snow levels come right down and it just made those mountains pop. Yeah, it was beautiful.
Yeah, now it's all clouded in, but still, you know, a bit of a view of the North Shore. It's not too bad. But, yeah, no, I love, it always reminds me, like, we live in such a beautiful place. Like, I wish people would understand that, enjoy it, and appreciate it.
I think it's the best province for sure. Absolutely stunning.
Yeah, I grew up in Alberta, so it's like, you know, this is definitely a really nice province. The other day I was thinking, going, wait a sec, I lived in Alberta for only 20-ish years. Now I've been out here for almost 30. It's like, I think I can call myself a BCite now.
Yeah, I moved out here in 96. I still don't feel like, I still feel like you know, my two boys born here, so I feel like I got some claim now that they've I procreated out here.
Yeah, no, I moved out here in 90 to go to school and never went home. And I've been stuck out here since. It's like, yeah, oh well. I do try to make it back to Edmonton every once in a while, go visit the hole where my parents are.
You can convince anybody to come out with you?
No. But it actually hasn't been bad, but yeah. No, Edmonton, it's getting harder to go back and things. Just, you know, just timing and everything, and also not having a house there, it's tough, you know, to go back, visit the graveyard, and then visit with some friends and come back. So usually it's just a day trip.
Oh, yeah. When was the last time you were back?
January. Yeah, January this year.
Oh, I think you're due to go back again, then.
Yeah, I should go back January, February this year. And but I did have fun last year, in 24, during the Abbotsford Air Show. I flew to Edmonton first thing in the morning, stayed in the airport, didn't even clear, didn't get out of security, just stayed inside, transferred gates, got back on a plane to fly back to Abbotsford so that I could actually get some shots of the air show and the airfield from the flight line, which was kind of neat.
Oh, yeah, that would be.
You don't realize the crowd line at Abbotsford is over almost a mile long.
Victor Alpha 7, Charlie Papa Lima, I see that you're coming down the mountain now. How was your 4x4 experience?
Did he forget to turn his volume up again?
He said on the Rainbow Country Net this morning that he was going to go up the mountain there, and I think he was up there with Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Tango Alpha. And, I just turned it on to see that it's tracking down the mountain now. I did see earlier there that he was up there. That is cool. I like the IPRS for that. Are you beaconing?
I'm not at the moment. This radio only has a single VFO. Because I blew the finals in my other radio that was in here because the car voltage off the auxiliary battery was up to 15.2 volts. Matter of fact, right now it's 15.2. And so I got I have a buck converter in there to drop it down to 13.8.
Well, I don't know what that means, but it sounds bad.
Higher voltage than it was expecting, so it kind of went, I don't like that anymore. I'm going to let some smoke out and remind you not to do that.
Yeah, smoke's not good.
And try to pack that magic smoke back in there. Oh, what a pain that is. So I got to send that radio off to get it looked at. But in the meantime, this guy's doing the trick. Gets me on the air as I need, but it just doesn't have APRS or anything like that, and it actually doesn't do digital either.
Oh, Hiroshi, we gotta hook you up.
I have the radios, I just, it just doesn't work right now. The output section, toast. The finals that blew on that one, so it's kind of a pain. But I got to actually just send it down to California. They got to look at it.
Stop blowing your stuff up, Hiroshi.
I try not to make it go kaboom. This one didn't even go kaboom. It just kind of went...
Or... And then smoke.
Yeah, that's what led me on to go, hey, hang on, if I put a converter in here, drop the voltage down, at least the radios will be safe. Plus, you know, I put a meter in there so I can actually see what it's at. And it's sitting around 15.2 when it's charging. So the problem with being a hybrid is it doesn't have an alternator the way that you would expect. So it actually does a down convert from the high voltage battery.
Hmm.
Oh, well. Some of the fun of technology. But I'm just coming up on my exit here, so I'm going to need to put both hands back on the wheel and navigate some traffic and aggravate some other drivers, so we'll see what we can do.
Oh, I'm going to go back to this computer program. Oh, not this guy, but whatever. Got to get her done. All right, mobile, easy, brother. Chat at you later. Victor X7, Uniform, Drew Mike 73.
And 73 to you as well. Just take it easy, and when you get into run into those problems, just stop, inhale, exhale, relax, and then go back at it and see what happens. You take it easy. We'll catch you later, Johnny, via 7LED. I'll be got another couple of minutes of monitoring, but into traffic.
Hey, Hero, I'm fighting traffic to VA 7 City B. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Reg and Anita.
Anita's married to a...